Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
All right. Good day. Great to have you with us. And let me just preview the hour. I think you'll want to hang around for this hour. Coming up later on, Al Pitampalli. He's the author of Persuadable, How Great Leaders Change Their Minds to Change the World. And really an important subject for all of us. And I'm certain a lot of people are keenly aware of the slide in the market, the correction, not yet. Two consecutive quarters of negative growth, which are a lot more serious, but still time to be concerned. Joining us is Liz Davidson. She is the author of What Your Financial Advisor Isn't Telling You, the 10 Essential Truths You Need to Know About Your Money. It's published by HMH in hardcover, available now, just out. And Liz is the founder and CEO of Financial Finesse. It's the country's largest provider of unbiased financial information programs that assist people so that they can make the right decisions. She has an MBA from the Anderson School of Management at UCLA. And welcome. Congratulations. Your company's got a lot of national prominence. I congratulate you.
Oh, thank you. It's a fun business to be in. I used to run a hedge fund, and you know, no one thanked me if we had a good month or a good quarter. But when you educate people, it's a whole different story, and it makes a much bigger impact.
Oh, and you know, these are, in a sense, opportunistic times. We think, we hope it's more than oil, and we'll get into that, but more than oil and the slow growth in Europe and China. But a lot of concentration. We seem to concentrate on the market and our financial security when we hit abysses like this with what may be more than a 10% correction. So people who don't have financial planners probably are trying to scurry around right now and find out how to select one. How do you go about picking one that is viable?
You know, that's a very important question, because obviously if you pick the wrong one, and the wrong one in a big way, you know, talking about bogus financial advisors, they can wipe you out financially. They are such a small percentage, but you really have to do your due diligence to make sure, first of all, that your advisor's on the up and up, but then also that you're going with the best possible advisor for your situation. So in terms of, you know, making sure that your advisor is qualified and likely to really be a good long-term partner for you, a couple of recommendations. Make sure that you understand how they're paid.
And now, I was going to say, look for fee-based as opposed to commission-based, correct?
Yes, fee-only actually is even better. Fee-based is kind of a blend. So fee-only is if, and especially if they're charging by the hour or the plan, that is the cleanest model where they're the most likely to be unbiased and holistic, because they don't have any skin in the game with respect to which insurance policy they sell you, or even with respect to managing your assets. It's all about, you know, them spending the time needed to get you to where you need to be. So that's a great tip right there. Certified financial planner professionals as well, that's an important designation. It does not automatically mean that person's a great planner, but it's equivalent to the bar exam in our industry. So it's equivalent to really going to law school, taking the bar, and having, you know, that depth of education, passing that very difficult exam, and then having continuing education each year. So you can be a little more comforted in that they have the knowledge and expertise. The other thing is really pay attention to how they're interacting with you. If they're starting out very early on in the conversation with investments, that's actually a red flag. You would think that would be good, right? What do I do now with the stock market? What should I invest in? No. They should be building a plan based on your needs, and the only way they can do that is understanding what those needs are.
Hallelujah. You're 100% right, and I'm glad you said it because I was about to jump the gun and go right there, warning signs, red flags. The important thing is not to ignore what's going on. You made a key statement. You know, you can lose everything, and it's amazing, as we're seeing right now, how long it takes the market to go up in general and how fast it takes to go down. But we've got a situation where not only the mainstream population, I mean, not looking at senior citizens, have to look at their future and have different plans, you know, if you're young and can be a little more than conservative starting out, and then you get more conservative as you get older. I look at senior citizens right now, so many of them living on limited income and have discretionable spending, and now we have the threat facing us of no Social Security, our health care system in the process, I believe, of being shattered, low return. How often should people review what they are doing? And I think it's so important for you, Liz, to stress the concept of one size doesn't fit all.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the in terms of reviewing, and I think this is where a planner, a financial advisor can really make a big difference, is that's really their job. It doesn't mean that you don't review. I mean, you should be meeting with them quarterly, and you should be taking a really hard look once a year at your portfolio and making sure that you're on track, meaning if you decided with your advisor that, okay, I want to invest 50% in, you know, stock-based mutual funds, 50% in bond mutual funds, and your portfolio a year later, because the stock market does so poorly, is, you know, 35% in stocks and 65% in bonds, you need to fix that, because that's called rebalancing, because you had that plan for a reason. And so, you know, I would say you do need to be on top of it from that perspective, but what you shouldn't be doing, especially if you're investing for the long term, which almost everyone with an advisor is you shouldn't be worrying so much about what the stock market does day to day, because it's going to change every single day, and until you sell your investments, it's called a paper loss. It's not.
Yeah, but I want to interject. I hear that all the time, and then you get into people of senior citizen age. I'm not going to pick an age. Some of us get old at 50, others get old at 80 or 85 or 90. But you know, when you hear, you know, it takes time. Bear with it. There, for so many people, and with a skew of this population getting older and older, there is no long term window for some people. So therefore, their reaction has to be dramatically different.
Yes, no, that is absolutely correct. So hopefully, if you're in that position, you do have a good advisor by your side, and that advisor has done what I've talked about and helped you both with rebalancing, potentially annuitizing a portion of your income, so you're getting that, you know, regular check not only from Social Security, which is still around, obviously, but from that annuity. And then on top of that, you're in more conservative investments. If that is not the case, then, you know, it might be worth looking to a fee-only advisor that can maybe spend a few hours with you, minimum cost, and work with you on, okay, do we have to change some things around, you know, your budget or your spending plan? What resources do you have available, a reverse mortgage perhaps, that you can tap into if you're feeling crunched at that point? But that's the value of a good advisor, is someone that will avoid you getting in that situation, you know, you're 80 or 90 and panicking because you have far too much invested in the market and you're worried you're going to run out of money.
Right. Good advice. And we think, as we look at the market, where the changes should occur. I sort of alluded to this earlier. Basically, how often should people review their financial portfolio before making decisions?
Well, we recommend that you meet, if you have an advisor, you meet with them quarterly, and also good to look at your portfolio quarterly, but take a really hard look annually. Now with this market, there might, you know, that this might be an exception where there's, you know, such a dramatic decrease that it's possible you want to increase your investments in stocks. If you're at that point where your allocation has gotten so far, you know, has drifted so far from your original intentions. So again, you want to be 50-50 stocks, bonds, and now you're, you know, 40-60, you know, it might be time to make adjustments. But what you don't want to do is be selling out of fear or a sense of hopelessness that the market's just going to keep plummeting and you don't want to be part of it. That's where people tend to make the worst investing decisions.
And it's, you know, this is why, as you said earlier, and I think one of the comments that was the most important was in your initial interaction with a financial advisor, the red flag, once again, about talking about investments. It's like someone coming in and try to sell you insurance policies. They don't ask what your net worth is, what your goals are, how conservative. I mean, that's an absolute turnoff. I've run into a few of those people in my life as well. But what are the parameters, again, for especially as we're looking at those in a higher age bracket, at retirement age, and concerned about where the economy is going and they're not getting enough back? Where do they go?
So you're talking about maybe they didn't have a very good financial advisor.
Right,
financial
yeah. I mean, if they're set, then they can bear up under this. But so many aren't. And I'll let you answer this one in 15 seconds, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler, one call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522.
1-800-434-0522.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, we're back. And valuable segment. I got a little bit of an echo. Thank you. I think it's gone now. Liz Davidson is rejoining us. She is the author of What Your Financial Advisor Isn't Telling You, The 10 Essential Truths You Need to Know About Your Money. It's published by HMH in hardcover. And I think before we, I'll tell you what, let's first pick up so we don't have too big a gap between what you try to cover on advice for senior citizens before I address the next topic.
Okay. So what I would say is if you are in a position where you're concerned, there's a couple of things you can do. Your former employer actually may have a financial planning benefit that you can use. So I would recommend contacting them and finding out, do they have that benefit? And if they do, they may subsidize it. So it's possible, and again, you know, this is just a possibility, but it's worth looking into, that you can get access to an unbiased fee-only planner free of charge that will look at your situation and help you make the adjustments you need. If you can't do that, there's an organization, the National Association of Fee-Only Financial Planners, and it's NAFPA.com. Go there, and you can find a financial planner that'll work with you hourly or on a plan basis. It's quite inexpensive relative to the benefit they can provide, and they can work with you on making adjustments to your situation or potentially resources you may not know that you have available that will carry you through.
All right, a book here, by the way, and the difference. I'll let you cite the difference. This isn't necessarily a typical book on financial planning. Yours is more to break down concepts. Is that correct? And distribute these concepts to the people?
Yeah, so the book is What Your Financial Advisor Isn't Telling You, The 10 Essential Truths You Need to Know About Your Money. And, yeah, it's not certainly not an anti-financial advisor book. I mean, it's very important to find a good financial advisor when you have money to invest or insure. But this is really about what are the things you need to know and you need to control that drive your wealth over the long term.
Have you jump into a couple of those, because the subtitle of the book is The 10 Essential Truths You Need to Know About Your Money. And can't go through all 10, but why don't you highlight some of them to give people a flavor of the book?
So most people leave a tremendous amount of money on the table because they don't take full advantage of their employer benefits. And over the course of a lifetime, and this can easily be upwards of $1 million. I mean, just think about that. These are benefits you have that you may not know about or be maximizing. Things like making sure you're taking advantage of the match, in your 401k plan. Investing the full amount that you are able to in your health care spending account, if you have one, looking into all the insurances that your employer has available, any kind of legal support, financial planning support, continuing education. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, but most people are taking advantage of just a fraction of what they could and leaving a lot of money on the table. The next thing, is find a good financial partner, not just a good partner. When you're looking at, you know, who you're going to spend your life with, finances are a part of that relationship. So make sure you're on the same page financially, you know what you're getting into, and you're working together towards common goals. Who you marry or spend the rest of your life with could be much more important than anything else you do financially.
Yeah, there's a couple right there, and that is really important. I made sure I took care of that from the beginning. I've got a wife much smarter than I am, and it's a great relationship. I talk, and she plans. Joining us, Liz Davidson, what your financial advisor isn't telling you. Debt. I know I can't believe the percentages, and I won't run through them because I've done it before, about how many people are living from paycheck to paycheck, and such a huge percentage of people in this country just have no savings whatsoever. But it even gets worse than that, and that's the issue of debt. Talk about debt and how, in general, people should approach it, since you know, obviously we can't get too specific.
Yeah, you know, debt, after you're really maximizing, you know, like the match in your 401k plan and your employee benefits, I mean, really the next place to go for most people is their debt. And the reason is that, especially high interest rate debt, an advisor cannot get you that kind of guaranteed return that you get by paying off a credit card at, let's say, 15, 20, 25% or more, you know, in interest. I mean, that is a guaranteed return of that amount. So it's one of the best things you can do for yourself. Focus on that. Focus on the highest interest rate first. Devote any extra money you have after you, again, maximize, you know, your employee benefits, devote any extra money you have towards the highest interest rate card. And then once you get that paid off, go down the list. And, you know, we call that the debt blaster strategy. It can save you thousands, tens of thousands of dollars and get you out of debt in a matter of months or years as opposed to decades.
Liz, gearing for the retirement, you know, I think there's been a basic misconception based upon the fact that people think sometimes the more you have, the better. It used to be some people had so many different mutual funds that was the answer. And I'm not saying that the 80-20 rule applies, but are there certain stocks people should just buy, sit, Fortune 500 stocks, and sit on and hold?
Oh, well, you know, again, I think this is where, you know, it really is important to talk. I mean, ideally at work you have a financial wellness benefit where you can talk to a financial planner who's not going to sell you anything and work through your situation, because it really, really depends on what your situation is. A couple of things, though, that I would say. There are now new products on the market in 401k plans that make the investing process much easier and actually much more successful, because they essentially kind of save you from yourself. So a couple of those are target date funds, which are relatively inexpensive. Fees have gone down for funds in general, and if you're buying it within your retirement plan, you're probably getting some favorable pricing just in the group pricing sense. And they will automatically invest your money for you based on when you want to retire. So it'll start more aggressive if you're young now, and then, you know, gradually get to a more conservative portfolio for when you want to retire, so you don't end up in the situation we talked about earlier. There's also managed accounts where you can input, you know, usually this is software driven, but you input your various, you know, investments and, you know, details on your financial situation, and the program will customize a portfolio for you, taking advantage of, you know, tax efficiencies and so forth, so that you really are setting yourself up for success. Now, these managed accounts as well as target date funds, there are extra fees for, so you have to be aware of that. But they are great tools, and if you're one of those people that is either going to ignore it or buy and sell emotionally, which I mean, a lot of us are, I'm tempted to do that, and I'm in the business, then these kind of services can really help.
All right. Thank you so much. It's been great having you with us. And continued success. The book is What Your Financial Advisor Isn't Telling You by Liz Davidson.
Thank you.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 90.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stu Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. at WBNW, 1120 a.m.
Hi, I'm Tom Peters. I rode In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
All right, we return, and this is the second half of today's successful equation. That is very beneficial information from everyone. We go from the finance industry to persuasion, techniques of sales and marketing. And joining us right now is Al Pitampalli. I hope I've got it right. Pitampalli is the author of Read This Before Our Next Meeting. And he also is a former IT advisor at Ernst & Young. He's got a great book out, Persuadable, How Great Leaders Change Their Minds to Change the World. And it is published in hardcover by HarperCollins. Al, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Stu, it's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, we have this immediate connection. You know, you say something, it's like lying on a psychiatrist's couch and getting analyzed. You say something, get a connection. When I look at this title, the first thing I think of, or the first person I think of, without even getting into your book, is Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I bet you have something to say about Donald Trump and his abilities to be persuasive.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump, I think one thing that is totally uncontroversial is his ability to be persuasive. But one of the attributes that I think is so important to think about in terms of leadership in politics and in business is being persuadable. And I think across the board, almost every single political candidate in many ways lacks the genuine willingness to change their own mind. And that's what I think is really the new critical skill in leadership.
Yeah, and I think this best personifies the book that you've written and the greatest example, because if we're not involved in sports, I say this collectively, we're looking at politics or the ridiculous society in California, you know, the reality show world. But this is really an important component, because facing all the issues we have, there are many, many reasons why it's difficult to, number one, to persuade yourself and then go on to persuade others. They have a changing mindset. You know who I think? I think of somebody like Tom Peters in a troubleshooting session, getting people to think off the cuff, and then you think about a rationale. Don't necessarily stick to it, because things change, conditions change, and people change. I'm going to give you two examples in business.
Sure.
You don't have to refer to these two. One is Domino's Pizza. They realized that there was a better formula out there, and they completely revamped their business model. Very self-critical. The other one, JCPenney.
Hmm.
You don't have to comment on those two.
Oh, well, I think that the Domino's, those are both great examples. And the question is, how did they do it? I mean, a lot of times we look from the outside and we say, well, what exactly was the impetus for that? I mean, how did Domino's and how did JCPenney's and how did Amazon and how did all these really adaptive companies change so much faster than everyone else? And at some point, if you think about it, every change you make in business strategy is preceded by a change in belief. You have to change your mind. Somewhere along the way, that Domino's executive said, you know what, we've been doing things this way, and even though I might have to be admitting to my team and everyone else around me that I was wrong, or the circumstances have changed, so our current strategy is obsolete, we need to move in this direction instead. So that kind of cognitive flexibility, that kind of willingness to change your mind, even when it's hard, even when it makes you look weak in our culture, like a flip-flopper of a pushover, that's what's really necessary to adapt to a radically uncertain kind of business environment.
Does this all point to a new definition of leadership? There are certain parameters that used to define leadership. And again, I guess I'll have to go to sports. Years ago, the true leader, you know, was the John McGraw type, Rudy, La Russa, Tony La Russa, You did it that way. You didn't question anything, Earl Weaver. Today, it's a whole different game of being flexible, and I use the word game in its proper context, by saying the realization that I, as a leader, have to change my ways because these guys are making 10, 15, 20 million a year. I no longer am in control, so I have to display leadership in a different way. Could you comment on that and then perhaps give us a definition of leadership?
In fact, a great example of this is Tom Coughlin. Tom Coughlin, who's obviously just now retired as the New York Giants head coach, you know, he was from the old school Vince Lombardi mentality of sports, like the my way or the highway, right? I call this the traditional leadership archetype. We've always thought of strong leadership as three C's: conviction in your beliefs, consistency in your opinions, and confidence, being knowing that you have the right answer, right? That's what we've always assumed were strong leaders. But if you read Tom Coughlin's story, and it's a really compelling one, you realize at some point down the line, for the reasons you stated, he realized that didn't work. And in fact, they were almost going to get rid of him. And what he realized is that in a fundamentally new world where you have to be willing to listen to other people, update your beliefs in the face of new evidence and information and different opinions, he became persuadable. And it's only when he became persuadable that he was able to win the Super Bowl.
Persuadability, and the way you define it, I think it's great, and the distinction you make in the book, but it's not really quite up to the level of appreciation in business and life that we seem to experience today. It may be like a lot of other things, being socially conscious, other changing modes in our culture that are taking place. Do you see us on the road, or is there a trend to move in this direction?
Yes, I think there is, actually. In fact, what I did for the last 3 years is I studied the most successful leaders in the world. You know, people like Admiral William McRaven, who oversaw the raid to get Osama bin Laden, people like Jeff Bezos, who's obviously the head of Amazon, and Ray Dalio, who runs the biggest hedge fund in the world. And what I was surprised to find as I was reading their biographies and I was studying these guys is that they were persuadable. They weren't just open-minded. That's what people think. They think, oh, okay, yeah, fine, I'll be open-minded. They were actively open-minded, which basically means they were willing to go out of the way to prove themselves wrong. They were willing to actually recruit a team or to go into a meeting and say, you know what, not only do I think I might be wrong, I want you guys to challenge me because if I'm wrong, I want to know about it. So it's that kind of forward, progressive, flexible kind of thinking that I think, as you see, the most successful leaders in the world, from business to politics to lots of other industries, that's what's actually working right now.
But it's difficult because this is a very interesting psychological study. We become fixed in our ways, and the facts don't mean anything in a lot of cases. I mean, how could this be better exhibited than in the field of politics? You know, it's pretty easy to predict somebody's position based upon what they've rationalized or what they have been intimidated to believe because it's for their own betterment. Go ahead. I'll let you finish because I think you know where I'm going.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, Stu. I mean, one of the worst pieces of advice we're always given is to trust your gut. Because trusting your gut is often a valuable piece of information. But what we know now from decades of scientific research is that your intuition is often really unreliable. But as Robert Burton, who's a neurophilosopher, calls it, it's this feeling of knowing, right? Like whether it comes to a political belief or an opinion that you've held or something that you read in the news that you really clung on to, you just feel like it's the truth. But just like we don't choose to fall in love, that feeling of knowing actually arises in our brain independent of reason. So what we need to do in order to be truly persuadable, if we want to have an accurate understanding of the world, is to distrust that feeling of knowing. Every time that thing comes up, we just got to stop for a second and say, wait a minute, this is trying to tell me some interesting information, but I shouldn't just blindly trust it. I should take in other opinions. I should look at the world and ask myself, what is actually true? Because that's what the best leaders are doing right now.
What are some of the personality components that allow one to have that, I guess I may be giving it out, I don't know, flexibility in order to be introspective and say, you know, if I want to get things right, then I'm going to have to make internal compromises. What are some of those, what are the advantages of being persuadable?
Well, So in terms of personality type, which is a really great question, actually, if you go to my website, areyoupersuadable.com, I have an assessment where you can actually find out how persuadable you really are. But one of the critical components is, how do you do with uncertainty, right? Are you willing to find out bad news, even if it makes you feel uncertain, right? We always want to feel like, whether we have a decision, an opinion, or a belief, we want to feel like 100% certain about it. But, you know, real persuadable leaders are the ones that actually say, you know what, we can never be 100% certain about anything. We can only deal in imperfect probability. And anybody in the money business understands this really well. So it's this willingness to really change your mind incrementally and accept that, hey, maybe I came into this meeting 90% sure that this was going to happen the way I think, but now I'm like 70% sure.
All right, we're going to come back. Can you stay around for another segment?
Sure.
All right, Al Pitampalli. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And I'm persuadable how great it is to change their minds to change the world.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
All right, we are back. And I guess I'm going to hold off on, you know, sometimes I'm tempted to give you the schedule for the rest of the week, but we have limited time here with Al Pitampalli, the author of Persuadable, How Great Leaders Change Their Minds to Change the World, and it was published by Harper Business. And I just want to make a comment. I love, one of the things I love about this book is it really makes you think and come up with conclusions. And it's kind of a little play on words because it makes you think, and it makes you think that perhaps I can be self-persuasive here to have a different perspective of how things work. You talk about the practices of persuadable leaders. How can they be incorporated into one's work life? And some we'll hold on that one. Go ahead.
Sure. I think one of the most important things people can do to be more persuadable and have a more accurate sense of the world, make better decisions, is to get into more arguments. Now, it sounds like a bad thing. Arguments got a bad rap, but usually what we get into is quarrels, right? That's what you see in these political debates. People just trying to score points in order to win the argument. But real arguing, the kind of stuff that you should do, is to argue to improve the accuracy of your beliefs, is to get into an exchange of ideas with somebody and just be willing to let the best idea prevail, regardless of whether it's yours or theirs.
Al, can you give us some examples of companies that are successful? I gave a couple here that I thought were right on, JCPenney and Domino's. Can you give a couple of companies that you might give us some insight into? Or you've already given us a couple of examples of leaders.
Yeah, I mean, one great example is Alan Mulally, who is the guy that turned around Ford. And Ford Motor Company, what they used to do is have these business plan review meetings every single week, because the predecessor to Alan Mulally just wasn't really getting the bad news that he needed, right? People weren't really telling him the truth. But Alan Mulally realized it wasn't because they didn't want to tell him the truth. It's because that CEO didn't really want the truth. So Alan Mulally basically got this meeting together and forced people, obligated them to tell him the truth. And when they didn't, because they didn't believe him, he would tell them over and over and over again. It took weeks and weeks and weeks, but finally people told him the candid truth, gave him negative feedback, and that's what helped him steer the ship and take over and to turn around Ford.
Cite some of the missteps that you can take on the road to persuadability. Not everything is a straight line.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, let's dispense with an obvious straw man. Being persuadable doesn't mean always persuaded, right? It doesn't mean gullible. You don't walk into every meeting or every interaction with somebody and say, all right, I'm just going to believe whatever you tell me. I'm wrong, you're right. No, persuadable means a genuine willingness to change your mind in the face of good reasons or evidence. But the second thing that you want to be careful of is to become too persuadable, right? Like, if you're driving and you're headed off a cliff and you have three people in the car, you can't stop and be persuadable to these guys' opinions, right? Like, everybody's going to have their own idea on what to do. But if the car is going off the cliff, you need to be decisive in turn. So leaders need to know when to be decisive as well as being persuadable, but it's really being persuadable that people often have a lot of hard times with.
You started off talking about Donald Trump right at the onset. I want to kind of conclude here by talking about an issue, political issue here. I think it's been used as a political football. My opinion is meaningless during the course of this interview. But maybe climate change, you know, the myth about global warming, climate change, or whether indeed it is a myth, that's kind of a great example, isn't it, in persuadability?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a good example of where both sides seem to have these intractable positions, right? People who don't believe climate change exists, people think that it does exist. Nobody's really talking about the evidence and the facts. They're just holding on to these positions and not even conceding a bit of ground, right? Like, you don't have to completely change your mind to just make an observation that somebody else has a good point, right? And so without commenting on, you know, what the truth of that matter is, because what I do as an author here, I don't have a political agenda. I'm just trying to set the rules for the debate. The rules for the debate should be let the best idea prevail, even if it's not yours. Both sides need to be willing to embrace that.
All right. I know you've got to move on to another interview. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Al Pidimpalli, Persuadable. It's been a pleasure. And as I said during the interview, I love this book. It makes you think. All right. Al, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Stu.
All right, we're going to continue here with just a couple of minutes to go, and I want to give out my my website. Maybe I can do a little bit of self-promotion, if that's okay. I'm persuading myself to do it right now. For those listening out there, if you're interested in appearing on the show, having your company featured, you want to advertise your company, you can contact me. Go to my website, stutaylor.com. And I'm doing more speaking engagements this year than I ever have. I don't know why when I said I probably cut back in doing it. I'm doing quite a few of them. And if you'd like to know the topics, just go to stutaylor.com, click on speaking engagements, and then there's another heading up there that says testimonials for speaking engagements and videos. I mean, there's really a lot on there. You can spend the rest of the week on my website, although I think if you do, there's something wrong with you. But do check that out, and have mouth, will travel. I'm happy to go anywhere to speak to your group, your organization, your school. I'd love doing it. If I didn't, I wouldn't do it because I don't have to do it. I love doing it, and there's nothing more satisfying when someone comes up, as happened in New York this weekend. Several people came up and said, wow, just that one bit of information. To me, it's about as exciting as it can get. So, again, go to stutaylor.com. I would be more than happy to discuss the arrangement with you and solidify things. Got a busy, busy week coming up. On Thursday, Dawn Reed is joining us, stem cell research. Richard Lindenmuth, The Outside of the Box Experience. Steve Levine will be here tomorrow. Powerhouse. Amy Hill, an actress who's been performing for 30 years, and when I saw she performed on Curb Your Enthusiasm, that was enough to impress me. We've got a tremendous array of guests and a couple in the process of being booked, but I really don't want to mention it until they are. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.